Every moment, every break, we thank Allah. Every moment, every break, we thank Allah. The blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, there are many blessings of reciting Durood e Pak upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Indeed, Akka sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is the center point and attention of the worlds. Everything we have is a blessing by way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah azza wa jal is the grantor. Akka sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is the distributor of the bounties of Allah azza wa jal. Alhamdulillah, our beautiful Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the focus of the attention of the whole of creation of Allah Azza wa Jal, and is the center of attention of the world, and is the most beautiful of everything of the creation of Allah Azza wa Jal. And the blessings of reciting Durood e Pak upon Akka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are amazing. A beggar once begged the unbelievers, some unbelievers who stood around, and they, in a ridiculing way, sent the beggar to Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, thinking Ali doesn't have anything, and the beggar will ask him and he will feel embarrassment. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu said to the beggar, put your hand forward and clench your fist. He then read through the pack 10 times and blew on the beggar's hand, ordering the beggar to take the closed fist and then go open it in front of the unbelievers. He sent him towards them. They started laughing upon seeing this, expecting nothing to happen. When the beggar opened his fist in front of the unbelievers, surprisingly, it was full of gold dinars. Upon seeing this greatly, great saintly miracle, this karamat of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, the unbelievers embraced Islam. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, the beautiful month of Ramadan, the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, the blessings of this amazing month are due to depart very soon. Its first 10 days with the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. The middle 10 days were forgiveness in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. And the last 10 days were freedom from the fire of hell. And nobody can say sincerely that I have done what I needed to do in this month. We have simply tried our best to try and please Allah and His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The month of mercy, forgiveness and freedom from fire of hell came. We weren't strong enough. But may Allah Azza wa Jal, through His mercy, through His forgiveness, and through His blessings, grant us great reward for this month. And then, having granted numerous blessings throughout this month, the day of Eid al-Fitr, or even the night and the day of Eid al-Fitr, bring with it countless more blessings. Subhanallah. Celebrating Eid al-Fitr is mustahab. It's an act that we should do. Why? Because we have been given so much bounties of Allah Azza wa Jal that the Quran says, قُلْ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ فَبِذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُ. Translation from Kanzul Iman, Surah Yunus, verse 58. Say you, only Allah's grace and only His mercy, on it let them rejoice. Subhanallah. The month of Ramadan al-Mubarak was sacred, was blessed, was full of recitation of the glorious Quran, was full of eternal blessings, was full of forgiveness for humanity. Every moment of this month was precious. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, there is no doubt that it was a test, but at the same time, it was a great blessing. And at the end of trying to gain maximum benefit from this month, Muslims feel happy and express happiness at the thought of at least trying in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. This great bounty in the form of Ramadan is then reaching its pinnacle, reaching its climax on the day of Eid al-Fitr. And the day itself has many virtues. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala has narrated that the blessed night of Eid al-Fitr is referred to as the night of reward. This is the night that often we find people in ghaflat, in ignorance. They think that Ramadan al-Mubarak has come to an end. The moon for Shawwal has been seen. Therefore we are now free to do whatever we want. And they set off to the marketplaces and they ignore this night. But this night was very special. On the morning of Eid, Allah Azza wa Jal sends an angel to every city where they stand at the end of every street and they call out, O Ummat of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, come to the court of the beneficent Allah Azza wa Jal, who grants in abundance and forgives even the most severe of sins. This is the call on Eid day. So the night of Eid al-Fitr and the day of Eid al-Fitr are full of immense blessings. Allah Azza wa Jal says to his servant, O my servant, ask of whatever you want. I swear by my honor and my glory, I will grant you whatever you ask for about the hereafter in the Eid gathering today. Whatever you want regarding this world, I will see your betterment. And I swear by my honor, I will conceal your mistakes as long as you abide by my commandments. I swear by my honor, I will not humiliate you with the sinners. So return to your homes forgiven. You have pleased me, and I am pleased with you. Subhanallah. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, our concept of Eid is celebration, but it is simply limited to wearing new clothes and eating different foods and being freed from the restrictions that we were under in the month of Ramadan al-Mubarak. But this Eid night and this Eid day had beauty in itself and great bounties. The mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal was being showered in the whole of the month of Ramadan, and the happiness of Eid came, and the mercies and the blessings didn't stop, but they continued to the extent that the night of Eid al-Fitr was called the night of reward. And the pious saints of Allah Azza wa Jal and the beautiful companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and even the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam all showed us by example that this night was something special. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever stood to offer salah in the nights of Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha, in order to earn reward, his heart will not die on the day when the hearts of people will die. Subhanallah. Sayyidina Mu'adh bin Jabr radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, the one spending the following 5 nights worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal, Jannat becomes wajib for him. The nights of the 8th, 9th and 10th of Zilhajj, 3 nights there, the night of Eid al-Fitr and the night of 15th of Shaban. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, those who were lucky enough to be in i'tikaf in the last 10 days, those fortunate ones should pause and reflect. You have been in the house of Allah Azza wa Jal for 10 nights or 9 nights. Now you are wanting to go home, but in that eagerness, do not lose the blessings of this night of Eid al-Fitr. Those who have been busy doing other things and want to do some shopping for Eid, etc., plan it in such a way, if you're not in i'tikaf, that you do everything you need to do beforehand, so that that night of Eid al-Fitr you can spend in the house of Allah Azza wa Jal, stood in prayer, pleasing Allah Azza wa Jal, and maximizing the blessings of Ramadan al-Mubarak and Eid al-Fitr. According to a hadith al-Mubarak narrated by Sayyidina Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, on the day of Eid, angels make announcement of divine bounties. Allah Azza wa Jal showers His mercy and His blessing upon people. He forgives the people that gather for the Eid Salah. Moreover, it is also announced that whoever desires goodness in this worldly life and in the hereafter should ask, his desires will be fulfilled. Subhanallah. We learn that on this sacred occasion, prayer, dua, supplications are accepted in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. You've spent the month trying to please Allah Azza wa Jal. That needs to continue. The month of Ramadan was training. That needs to continue on Eid day. The mentality of Ramadan al-Mubarak needs to continue. The taqwa, the praisegari, the piousness, the humbleness, the sincerity, the abstention from sins, the protecting of the eyes, the protecting of the ears, the protecting of the tongue, all need to continue. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, the day of Eid al-Fitr is a day of divine mercy. It is a day to make sure that Allah Azza wa Jalla is pleased with you. Those who recognize this day, spend the day in a humble manner, protecting their salah. They spend it reading the Quran. They spend it with family and friends, being nice and making sure that they do not do anything that displeases Allah and His Habib sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Indeed, the enemy of Islam and the enemy of Allah Azza wa Jal, the shaitan, burns in the fire of fury when he sees the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal upon the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Sayyidina Wahab bin Munabbih radiallahu ta'ala said, the shaitan screams and cries on the day of Eid every year. Seeing him crying, the smaller shayateen gather around him and ask, oh master, why are you so furious and disappointed today? And he replies, regretfully, Allah Azza wa Jal has forgiven the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam today. Then he gives them an order. And it's very important, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, that we listen to this. The shaitan says, so make them indulge in satisfying their carnal desires. Go! Go and try and mislead them. They have gained all these blessings in Ramadan al-Mubarak. They have pleased Allah and His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They have protected their salah. They have read the Quran every day. They have protected their eyes, their ears, their tongue, their hands, their feet. They have stayed away from sins. Now go, because they have been forgiven. Go and try and dirty their book of deeds, because they have come out clean and pure from the month of Ramadan. The bounties of Allah Azza wa Jal have been showered upon them. The mercies of Allah Azza wa Jal have been showered upon them. They have gained great treasures. Go and try and ruin it for them. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, the day of Eid is tough for the shaitan. He's upset. And so he orders his army to go out and mislead people. And unfortunately, we see how they plot and devise different schemes to destroy people. In this way, the one who is protecting his salah for 30 days and reading in the masajid, in the mosques, on the day of Eid, he misses his salah. Allahu Akbar. The one whose life revolved around the Quran on the day of Eid forgets to even recite a few ayats of the Quran. The one whose eyes were lowered in accordance with the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he protected his eyes because he thought he was fasting, is now in the bazaar looking at the wrong things, because the shaitan is eager to destroy what he did during Ramadan. Then the shaitan devises different plots. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, we need to protect what we've earned. Yes, the month of Ramadan al-Mubarak was amazing. Yes, it was hard work. And yes, we have earned something if Allah Azza wa Jal accepts our worship. But are we going to really destroy 30 days of hard work, toiling day and night to please Allah Azza wa Jal, to gain His pleasure and to make Him happy and to fill our book of deeds and to wipe clean our sins and to set up a beautiful record of deeds and to train ourselves to keep our guard on our eyes, our stomach, our hands, our feet, to protect Salah, and suddenly are we going to ruin everything in one day? No. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, we need to protect ourselves. We need to make sure that we don't fall into the shaitani trap of feeling that suddenly we're free and we can do whatever we want and we don't have to abide by the commands of Allah Azza wa Jal. And we can spend on whatever we want, haram or halal. Why? Because the Quran commands us in Surah Bani Israel, verses 26 and 27. And spend not extravagantly. No doubt, the spendthrifts are the brothers of the devils, and the devil is ungrateful to his Rabb. The shaitan was the one who was ungrateful when he received blessings. He gave you that mindset that you didn't have to thank Allah Azza wa Jal. Having had the mercy and the bounties of Ramadan, and having had the great gift of Eid al-Fitr, celebrating it in accordance with the Quran and the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is true thankfulness. Simply saying in lip service, we thank Allah Azza wa Jal, is not good enough. Your actions on the night of Eid al-Fitr and on the day of Eid al-Fitr are crucial in showing that you are truly grateful to Allah Azza wa Jal. Unfortunately, what happens is that we lose our intellect, we lose our logical thinking, we lose our strategy, and we totally become almost with an animalistic instinct. And we want to try and do everything we haven't done for 30 days. And you get foolish people who say, I want to go and watch this film, and I want to go to this club, and I want to, even some foolish people who go and say, I haven't drank alcohol, so I want to go and do it. Na'uzubillah min zalik. These are all the waswasas of the shaitan. The shaitan has been chained. He's now free. He's crying. He's screaming. We've heard the hadith of Mubarakah. He wants to mislead you. He wants you to lose the great blessings that you've gained in Ramadan and Mubarak. He's working hard together with his jailer to try and plot something against you. Don't walk straight into his trap. Stay in the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. Stay aware of your duties in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Keep your tongue moist with the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. Your aim in life was greater than following your desires and fulfilling what the shaitan wanted. Allah Azza wa Jal sent this beautiful month of Ramadan to give you a reality check of who you were and where you were going, why you were created. What did the Quran say in Surah Mulk, verse 2? خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. He Azza wa Jal, who created death and life that He might test you as to whose work is excellent amongst you. This was the purpose of creation, and the month of Ramadan put us back in touch with this. It made us realize who we were and where we were going. We were being tested, and we were being given the training for the 11 months of the year to protect ourselves from the shaitan, to protect our salah, to become good people. We were given training to be better people. And this training in the 30 days of Ramadan was supposed to last 11 months. But unfortunately, our ignorance of this and falling into the trap of the shaitan, day one, the day of Eid al-Fitr, and we fail. We hit the marketplaces. We hit the cinema houses. I want to chill out with the boys, but not chill out in a good way and spend some time with family and friends. No, we want to do things which are disapproved in Islam. We do things and acts which disobey Allah and His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And then we have the stories of brothers who are joyriding and speeding up and down motorways. And then on the day of Eid, you hear of accidents and people dying in car accidents on the day of Eid. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, especially reach out to the youngsters, the youth, who seem to think that Eid is a freedom to do whatever you want. No. Eid was actually thanking Allah Azza wa Jal for the blessings of Ramadan al-Mubarak, and then realizing that this day brings with it great blessings itself, and that I need to take a reality check of how I'm going to live the next 11 months waiting for the next Ramadan al-Mubarak, and how I'm going to try and implement what I've learned. I've been on a training course. I've been taught a lot in this beautiful month of Ramadan. Now was my training course, and I don't want to lose it in the day or two of Eid celebrations, so that I lose the protection that I've gained in this month. And this is why, with great hikmat and wisdom, Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatum al-Aliyah says that those who travel in the beautiful Madni Kaflas on the night of Eid al-Fitr gain great blessings. Why? Because in those 2 or 3 days after Eid, because we're meeting people and greeting people and we're seeing people dressed and badly dressed, and we're talking a lot, and there's a lot of conversation, and there's a lot of opportunity to get back to the lifestyle you were in and to commit sins and to commit ghibat and chut and backbiting and tale-telling and lying. Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatum al-Aliyah says, the best way to protect yourself and to secure that spirituality, that enlightenment that you've gained in the month of Ramadan, that peace and tranquility you have found that you never found in your life, the best way of doing that is to travel in the Madani Kaflas of Dawat-e-Islami on Chandrat, on the night of Eid al-Fitr. Now, for somebody that might seem very difficult and a very distant concept, Eid is to spend with the family, and Eid is something that you want to treasure. Yes, but greater than that, you want to treasure the fact that you found solace and peace in your life. And if you travel in the Madani Kaflas of Dawat-e-Islami on the day of Eid and thereafter, it saves you from all the tests and tribulations and trials of those 2 or 3 days, and it protects you and it preserves the spirituality that you gained in the month of Ramadan, so that after the 3 days, when you've come back, the euphoria of Eid has settled down, everybody has gone back into their routine, and you have kept that spirituality, that thinking of Ramadan al-Mubarak, and you will slowly get back into your life. And that training that you've had, you will not fail on day one. Subhanallah. And this is the hikmat and wisdom behind protecting yourself on Eid day and travelling in the Chandrat Madni Kaflas of Dawat-e-Islami. My Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, the scholars say that Eid is not only a day of celebration, but it is a day of wa'id, warning as well, as sinners will be punished for what they do. It isn't about just wearing new clothes and going off and doing whatever the heart desires. Some people think that now I've restricted myself, I should need to open up and let my heart do and let my mind go everywhere. No, that is the waswasa of the shaitan. The awliya of Allah Azza wa Jal used to protect themselves so much from the desires of this world that they even stayed away from certain foods and delicious items to try and keep that ruhaniyat. Sayyidina Zunnun Misri rahmatullah alayhi had never eaten delicious food for 10 years. He then had a desire to eat delicious foods. On the sacred night of Eid al-Fitr, he said, stand in 2 rakat, pray the entire Quran, and then I might let you eat a delicious meal. So he says this to himself. He stands in 2 rakats, he prays the entire Quran, he recites the entire Quran, and then on Eid, delicious food is brought to him. He picks up the morsel and thinks, for 10 years I haven't eaten this, and this was very important. I wanted to do this. Suddenly he became anxious and he thought, no, this, my nafs is winning if I eat this. So he put it down. He put it down. And a pious saint of the time was blessed with the vision of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he was ordered to prepare a plate of delicious food and take it to Hazrat Zunnun rahmatullah alayhi and say to him that your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has sent you this. You have fought your nafs and you didn't eat a morsel. Here, eat this delicious food. Upon listening to the orders of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Zunnun Misri rahmatullah alayhi immediately started eating the food, emotionally saying, Labbaik Ya Rasulullah, Labbaik Ya Rasulullah. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, those who control their desires gain amazing rewards from the court of Allah and His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Just think that Aka sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, when we've toiled and worked hard in Ramadan, is no doubt pleased with us. That my ummati, for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, has given up even the halal things in this blessed month and has worked hard to please Allah Azza wa Jal. How pleased would Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam be? And then if on the day of Eid we indulge in sin, how upset would the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam be? My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, this Eid we need to celebrate, but we need to celebrate in accordance with the ways that Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the beautiful Sahaba Ikram and the amazing Awliya Allah did. We need to be humble and we need to think about what we're doing. We need to think about those who are not as fortunate as us. We need to think about those relatives around us who we need to be nice to. And we need to, above all else, fear Allah Azza wa Jal and not do anything which misguides us. And remember the great Shaykh Hazur Ghosi Azam, Hazrat Abdul Qadir Jilani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, says that people are saying tomorrow is Eid, and everybody is happy, but the Eid is that day when I leave the world with my faith actually intact. That will be the day of Eid for me, to die on Iman. Look at the Eid of the Walis of Allah Azza wa Jal, how they strived to please Allah Azza wa Jal, how they strived to maintain throughout the year that mahal of Ramadan al-Mubarak. That's what we should be aiming for. This Ramadan al-Mubarak came to give us training. Now, we should make sure that every day is like Ramadan. We act upon the things we've been trained to do. We protect our salah. We read the Quran with passion every day. We respect, honor, and serve our parents. We are humble with others. We help everybody we can. We speak nicely to people. And like we were fasting, and we were protecting our eyes because the eyes were fasting, because the ears were fasting, because the tongue was fasting. And we said, I don't want to argue with you because I'm fasting. In exactly the same way, we should continue to keep that mindset, to protect our mindset. The great Walis of Allah Azza wa Jal say, and alhamdulillah, the Madani mindset given to us by Amir al-Sunnah Dawud Barakatam al-Aliyah is that we should at least fast once, if not twice a week, if we can do it, Monday and Thursday, and that will carry through this teachings and this mindset of Ramadan al-Mubarak. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, on the day of Eid, we should help other people. We should make sure that we abide by the hadith of Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who ordered a person to make the announcement in the whole of the city of Makkah that sadqah if fitr is wajib. And Sayyidina Abbas radiallahu ta'ala has narrated that Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam declared sadqah if fitr is wajib, so that it would cleanse our fasts from useless and immoral speech, and that it would provide food for the poor. And Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala has stated that the best of mankind sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that a man's fast remains suspended between the earth and the skies unless sadqah fitr is paid. So sadqah fitr should be paid, and there are different rules in relation to that and how much, and you should contact your local masajid or go on to davatislami.net to donate your sadqah fitr in good causes. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, according to one narration, whoever recites Subhanallah wa bihamdihi 300 times on the day of Eid and then sends its reward to the souls of all the deceased Muslims, 1,000 noors will enter the grave of every Muslim. Further, when the reciter dies, 1,000 noors, lights, will enter his grave also. What a beautiful amal. Very straightforward. Keep your tongue moist in the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. Reciting Subhanallah wa bihamdihi 300 times will only take a few minutes, but the rewards are amazing. Then Sayyidina Buraydah radiallahu ta'ala narrates that on the day of Eid al-Fitr, Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would go to offer Eid Salah after eating something, whereas on Eid al-Adha, Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would not eat anything till Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came back. And in Bukhari Sharif, there is another hadith in Mubarakah, Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala narrates that on the day of Eid al-Fitr, the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would eat a few odd number of dates. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that on the day of Eid al-Fitr, Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would go by one route and come back by another route. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, there are many, many blessed acts we can do. Look good on Eid. Decorate your outside. Get your hair cut. Trim your nails. Do ghusl. Use the maswak. Wear nice clothes. Apply itr. Go to the masjid with an imam al-sharif on. Make sure you offer your salah on the morning of Eid al-Fitr. Fajr salah in the masjid, in the first row. That is a success of the month of Ramadan. And then make sure you protect all your salahs on the day of Eid al-Fitr. Make sure that you read, even if it's 3 verses of the Quran with translation and tafsir, make sure you do it on Eid al-Fitr day and make a point of it. Express happiness, help others, and stay away from sins. And then on the way to the masajid, make sure that you can recite the takbir that Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, wallahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar wa lillahi alhamd. Translation, Allah is the greatest. Allah is the greatest. There is none worthy of worship except Allah. And Allah is the greatest. Allah is the greatest. And all praise be for Allah. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, Ramadan al-Mubarak showered mercy upon us. The month was amazing. The day of Eid al-Fitr is here to shower mercies upon us. Let's take all the mercies we can, all the barakats we can from this day. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us true happiness in its true sense. And may Allah Azza wa Jal make us die in the state of Iman, which will be the true Eid, as Sayyidi Ghawse Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu said. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi Lameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Every moment, every breath, we thank Allah. Every moment, every breath, we thank Allah. The blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan.